You think you have a lousy landlord? Hear this story. It's Anna and Raven. There is a couple that moved into an apartment with their children. And then out of nowhere, the landlord pitched a tent in the backyard and started living there. Here they are talking about
looking
it.
Looking out the back and seeing these strangers.
He just was very aggressive from the start. I'm the owner. I can access this property whenever I feel like. I can be here.
Can you imagine?
The kids keep asking why there's this random like guy living in the backyard in a tent and they can't answer.
Why is there somebody going to the bathroom in the pond?
Right.
Oh, man.
And the police officers and the real estate agents can't get involved because when they looked over the contract again, it says, now this is a $560 a week lease agreement.
Wow.
So that's like a nice.
I mean, it's a serious rental payment, right?
And it includes the phrase that they didn't catch when they signed the lease. Rear yard is not included. So this guy put that that one sentence in there so that he could live in a tent in the backyard while collecting all that money.
Well, everybody has a terrible landlord story. That's true. Mm-hmm. But, you know, a lot of times, right, if you're renting a house, there will be stipulations, whether it's listed in the lease or not. Somebody's going to be parking in your garage. That toolbox will always be there. And they seem to be showing up all the time. Oh, he's going to store his boat here? Great.
Yeah. I had a landlord one time. That Marge was her name. Of course her name was Marge.
It's my neighbor's name, as a matter of fact.
Really? And she had a house and we kind of rented the bottom apartment. It was my husband and I's first place together. And it was like, you know, your first place together. It was gross. It was nasty.
Yeah, it's tight. It's not right in a nice neighborhood, right?
Yeah, and she had all these dogs and they would go to the bathroom all over the yard and she would never, ever clean up. Like she didn't have lights outside.
Yeah.
So we would walk through it.
You have to come home at night. You're young.
In the pitch dark.
How old are you guys?
We were right out of college, right. 22 years
so
old.
So you're going out 21? All the time, coming home, maybe not in the proper circumstances.
And it would be
in the
like
dark.
Trying to avoid landmines. Trying to get to our front door. Oh, in the pitch,
I love it.
It was terrible. How about? Do you ever have a lousy landlord?
Well, when I lived in Los Angeles many years ago, I lived in an apartment building that was basically. I mean, the building should have fallen down in the Northridge earthquake, but it didn't. But the building next door did, and the building two doors over to the other side did too. That one didn't. The place was like roach infested. So we just had a million problems, and we used to bomb that thing all the time. Guy never did nothing about it. But I tell you something, 6:30 in the morning on the first of the month, he was there for the rent.
Of course.
hey guys. Oh yeah, we'll get to that problem. Oh yeah, no, I told you we'd get to that. We'll get to that later on. Terrible landlord.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of good landlord stories too.
Sure, of course.
But I think the lousy ones are the ones that are a little bit funnier. Marge. I'll never forget Marge.
Well, at least she wasn't living in the room with you.
Or in the backyard. Can you imagine?
Right.
What's your lousy landlord story? What happened? What made your landlord so lousy? 1-800-330-9999. You can call or text. It's Anna and Raven. It's funny now, thinking back on it. It wasn't funny at the time. Who was your lousy landlord? What made them so lousy? 1-800-330-9999. It's Anna and Raven. This comes up. Because a family had moved into a single family home and they looked in the backyard and the landlord had moved into the backyard in a tent. Turns out he was in his legal right to do so because he excluded the backyard from the lease and they never even realized it.
I mean, it wasn't even a dump. They were paying over $2,000 a month for this place.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a crazy story.
It's Anna and Raven. And we're asking you, what's your lousy landlord story? And I keep thinking about Marge. Marge was the landlord at my husband and I's first apartment, right? And she always, I'll never forget it, moving out day, she always had a house coat on, always had a house coat.
Right.
And it was always pink with flowers.
It's chilly.
Yeah.
It's chilly.
And when my dad came to help move us out, and we were young, we were like 22 years old, and he already was uneasy about me living not at home and living with my boyfriend.
Not a nice neighborhood, right?
All that.
It's just, you know, terrible apartment.
And I'll remember her saying to my dad, "It's got to be weird having your daughter, you know, live with her boyfriend, right?" To my Italian
living
father.
In sin.
Oh, my gosh.
It must be shameful for your daughter to be living in sin,
oh,
huh?
Can you imagine?
Boy toy? Wow.
Can you imagine? Oh, what happened with your lousy landlord? 1-800-330-9999. It's Anna and Raven.
My landlord raised my rent $200.
Oh, that is the worst when they just bring it up. So how much did they give you warning? Did they give you like a couple months?
No, he didn't. He just did it Exactly January 1st.
Oh.
Yeah. Happy New Year.
Right.
Yeah.
And Ann Raven, what's your terrible landlord story?
I live in a duplex. I live in one unit, and my landlord lives in the other next door. This dude never wears a shirt. he easily weighs 300 pounds. And it doesn't matter how cold it is. The windows are open, and he's just chilling with his chest hair and his Cheetos all over the place. You know, we have a shared backyard area. My wife will be outside with our kids, and he'll just sit on the deck in his boxers, chest out, like no consideration. So, yeah.
That's nasty.
You got a hot wife, buddy.
Oh, gosh.
You got my rent.
Oh. Yeah, that's tough.
I mean, when you're 300 pounds, you put a shirt on, you feel like it's 15 degrees warmer already. So I embrace his ability to get cooler. On the other hand, don't creep out and watch my wife and kids.
Yeah.
Right.
That's like a no-win situation, because how do you even bring it up? Hey, do you mind putting a shirt on?
Hey,
you know?
Man.
Yeah.
Avert your eyes.
It's snowing. How about a shirt?
Hi, it's Anna and Raven, your lousy landlord. Why are they so terrible?
Okay, first of all, I'm a coupon hoarder. Like, I get coupons all the time in the mail, but my landlord steals them from my mailbox.
What?
I've noticed I don't get near as many coupons as I used to, and it has to be my landlord. I know it. I just know it.
They're taking the Clipper magazine. They're getting first dibs. Is this a communal mailbox or something like that? It's not federal if it's not addressed to you, Anna. That's the problem.
Well, what if it says the resident at the address?
No,
it doesn't count?
No, it's just a mailer. No, you're not going to get any crimes on that. They're not going to drag you out of the building and
That would make me upset, too, if my landlord was taking my coupons.
Hey, Anna and Raven, what's your lousy landlord story?
Oh, my gosh. So my current landlord, he just refuses to hire a landscaper. You know, he says, I'll handle it myself. So 90% of the time, my lawn is just overgrown, and it looks like my house is abandoned. I mean, it just looks like everything is a mess. And I keep complaining, and he'll say, oh, I'll take care of it. But he wants to take care of it himself, and I feel bad because he's like 80, and it's too much for him.
Oh, yeah. No, I didn't think about that. Yeah. 80 years old, that's tough, because
right.
You feel bad.
Yes.
So you just leave it looking ratty? Yeah,
exactly.
I mean,
well, he says like he's going to get around to it, and I think he's like waiting for a day when he like wakes up and he feels like good in the morning, you know, like
what?
He has energy or something.
Oh, no.
Meanwhile,
that is terrible.
The grass is 5 feet tall. Right?
Yeah. You know what? I mean, maybe just get a lawnmower, right, and start doing it and deduct it from your rent.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, I'm getting 25 bucks
I'm
off.
Have to.
Yeah, I'm taking 25 bucks off this month. I took care of it.
Your lousy landlord story. You want to hear about it? Head to our Facebook page and let us know there. Just search Anna and Raven. The end.